listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
I do want to read you this quick email that came in from Joanne. She says, "Hey, Mix AM crew." So I guess that's us.
Hey.
Hey.
I go to the chiropractor a couple times a week, and their friggin' Christmas tree is still up, is her line.
Oh.
She said, "But now it's a St. Patrick's Day tree. Before that, it was Valentine's Day. And guess what? Easter tree is coming."
Okay, well, at least they're doing that.
Exactly. It's way more work to keep changing your tree, so they're doing a solid there, I think.
She says, "I guess at this point, it's just a permanent holiday tree."
Yeah.
She says, "I also have a friend whose wife does this at home. She never takes down the tree, just decorates it for whatever holiday is next. Halloween, 4th, Groundhog Day." Joanne says, "This bugs me. It feels lazy, and it takes all the fun out of Christmas. If the tree is always up, what makes Christmas special anymore? It's so stupid," in all caps. "Who else still has their tree up? Why?" Blah, blah, blah. She goes on to say a few more things, but that's from Joanne. I found that kind of funny that there's businesses now keeping the trees up all year long and just redecorating them.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but this is the only way I'm okay with it.
Yes.
If you're going to keep changing your tree to have it reflect the current holiday, I'm all about it. You're putting the work in. You're putting the effort in. So you should be able
Are
to
you
flex
all about
your
it?
Tree.
Well, now
I am. Yeah, if you're going to keep changing it, it should be okay.
I'm with her that I feel like it makes Christmas not special. Because it's like once a year, you pull out your tree, you put your sentimental ornaments on, you have the lights.
No,
it's
but then
beautiful.
You still have the Christmas lights and Christmas ornaments when Christmas comes along.
But it's not
along.
Special. It's the excitement of bringing your tree up once a year. You get to see
it.
You're
lug.
Like, "Hey, buddy, I missed you. Have you been all year long, Mr. Tree?"
Do we do that?
I
know.
Is that you guys
like,
don't do that?
Is it exciting or is it, "Oh, we've got to get
kind
that
of a
tree up.
Thorn in my
oh,
side.
We've got to
no,
get that tree
exciting,
up."
Especially if you have like kiddos in the house.
Yeah. Or you can just change the ornaments and be like, "Ooh, it's time for new ornaments." Like,
I don't
like,
think I'd want to do that either.
I don't mind this route. I probably wouldn't do it, but I'm not going to chastise people for keeping
a tree. I mean, Jerry, you
up.
Had one of your trees
Joanne
up well
pissed.
Into February, didn't
I did.
You?
It went into February, but that was just because we were busy and pure laziness.
I was like, busy or lazy? Which one?
So, yeah, we didn't get to it. But, you know, my mom did this for many years. She had a tree that
kept
in the family room that she would redecorate and stuff. And it was just a little tiny tree, so I think you can get away with that. But if it's your big mamma jamma
and just keeping it up,
tree,
that's so
you know
much
what I don't
it's your big
like,
one.
There's a neighborhood that I drive by, used to drive by at my old spot, that still had their Christmas lights on their tree. And
crazy.
It was like the trees outside. And they were just the white lights that go over the very top. But there's like 5 or 6 trees out there that they still have the white lights on. And that bothers
that
me.
That needs to
I'm
be
like,
a house
when
that gets
you,
a letter from the HOA.
Yeah, I was like, that's an HOA thing,
but
isn't it?
But it's the community. It's the community trees that are lit up. You know what I mean? It's not like a specific house. It's the trees that
like
are in front kinda. Of the neighborhood.
So someone
yeah.
just didn't turn off the timer. Because I think they keep those lights up year-round.
That or they didn't book the company
in
to come back out and take them down.
I know. Well, where you live now, there's trees just along the side of the road. They keep those lights up year-round because it's such a pain in the butt to take them down, put them up. But they don't turn them on.
Oh.
They don't ever turn them on. They just keep them up year-round.
So this person just keeps turning them on, not knowing.
Oh. It's a timer. Yeah. It's a timer issue.
That's the only
issue.
Thing that bothers me.
All right. All right. Okay. I've got a couple more messages that came in. We're going to be talking about horoscopes and hypnosis. So if you're into either one of those and you believe fully in your horoscope or hypnosis, you might want to chime in. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1641. Which one do you guys want first? Hypnosis?
Hypnosis.
All right.
Let's do it.
This one was from Brenda. "Hey, JKJ, I need to know if anyone else has tried this because I'm officially shook. A few months ago, I was desperate to lose weight, had tried everything. Then a friend told me about this hypnotist who helped him quit smoking, and he swore it worked. I was skeptical, but figured why not? If this could make him stop chain smoking after 15 years, maybe it could help me lay off the late night Taco Bell runs, Katie." So
who
I went.
Said I wanted to stop.
I sat through the session. The guy told me not to weigh myself for 7 weeks. Well, I just stepped on the scale today. I'm down 34 pounds.
Wow.
Dang.
Husband is calling total BS on this. He says hypnosis isn't real. The only reason I lost weight is because I subconsciously started making better choices. Watching my portions, drinking more water, all of that. But my friend and I are convinced that something happened. Like I didn't actively try to change my habits. They did just change because I was hypnotized. Okay. So Brenda says, I got to know, have the three of you tried hypnosis for anything? Weight loss, smoking, bad habits, did it work? Or am I just drinking the Kool-Aid? That's pretty good. Let's settle this once for all. That is Brenda.
Brenda.
I will be the first to say I have never done that. I've never done hypnosis. Mostly because I'm scared that something will happen. And every time, you know, somebody drops a pin, yeah, I'll bark like a dog.
Yeah.
So I fear that in some way it'll affect me that way. I don't know if it works or not. I've heard people go in and do it to stop smoking, much like Brenda's friend.
Okay.
Katie?
Okay.
hold me back.
All right. I have never tried hypnosis for the reason of quitting something, but there was this one time at my high school gym where a hypnotist came in to entertain the crowd, and he asked for volunteers, and I was one of them. So I was like 17 years old, something like that, and they had us all come down into the gym and sit on the court, and there was like a line of chairs of like seven of us, and the hypnotist went and hypnotized each one of us individually and then had us do outrageous things in front of the crowd, right? Like one of them was barking like a dog. The other one was sitting on the ground and scooting around the court.
Did you date him?
No. No, right? And then
you will be my girlfriend.
Didn't take that much back in the day.
Make it like
anyway.
A high, make a high, no.
No, I think he wanted me to like stand up and spin around and dance and say something crazy. Mm-hmm. And mine was something dumb, but all I remember is that while he's hypnotizing everybody, like I see all these people do insane things, right? Like I'm like, oh my God, they're clearly hypnotized. And I was not. And I was like, I almost felt bad for him. So I was like, well, now I have to act like I'm hypnotized because I don't want this poor guy to be completely embarrassed in front of my whole high school.
So I spun around and said something stupid,
fully aware that I was doing it. And I will never forget it because I was just like so nervous that I wasn't hypnotized. I felt bad for him. So I did do it. And then even when I got down, I remember telling my friends, they're like, were you really hypnotized? I'm like, I was totally hypnotized. Oh my God, what did I do?
I think that's what they bank on is people feeling guilty.
Feeling guilty. Yeah. Yes.
And just rolling with it. And then, yes, lying to their friends about it for kind of shock value.
Exactly.
Because then it kind of looks good on you. Like, yeah, I was hypnotized. And you're like, oh my God, that's amazing.
And it wasn't until like years later that I was able to actually tell my friends, like, I wasn't hypnotized there. I just totally
faked it. And we've seen
it.
These performers like on the daytime talk shows and stuff where they come out. And they do the thing where they're like,
The snap,
and you're like, oh, I'm out.
Yeah. Go to sleep, wake up.
Is that how they do it now, or is it still the old pocket watch where you watch it go back and
mine
forth?
Mine was the pocket watch. That's how he hypnotized everybody, was the thing on the
and
you're supposed
and you
to watch
it.
It. And then he snaps his fingers, and your head went down.
And you're like
thankfully, I got to see four other people get hypnotized before me, so I could fake it.
Your first one,
that
you would have been like, yes, you were first. You would have not been hypnotized.
It's funny how many people are writing in, I need the name of the hypnosis that she went to. I don't have that information. I would love it if you called us and told us why you need to be hypnotized. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Josh, have you ever experienced anything like this?
No, but you know what's funny is in college, it's almost the exact same thing. In one of our classes that we were taking, which oddly enough, it was a music class, but she brought in a hypnotist. And they had like 11 people go up to the front of stage. One of my best friends in college went up with them. And I asked him afterwards the whole thing. It was the same thing. Bark like a seal, whatever. Do all those stupid things. And I asked him afterwards. He did not act it out, though. So the guy like snapped his fingers and his name was Chase. Chase was like,
he wasn't hypnotized.
What? No. And so the guy like pretended like, oh, it just must not be working now or whatever. And the whole time, like he came back up to his seat. He was sitting right next to him. He's like, dude, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
I feel like that's I'd be like Chase. I'd be like, I'm fine.
That's
dude.
What he did. He literally was like, I don't feel different. I don't know. And so didn't play along at all like you did, Katie. And he came back up and sat next to me. And I'll never forget. He sat next to me and goes, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. So it's
I've heard that you have to be in the mindset that your body has to want this.
Yeah.
It has to welcome the hypnosis. Like you have to have an open mind and be prepared
that
to be
like
hypnotized.
That sounds like a lot of work.
If
it
you
does,
go into it like Chase and you're just like, this is stupid, then it's not going to work on you. You have to like really believe inside yourself that this needs to be done. I need to change. And that's how it works. So I've heard, Katie.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, I feel maybe I was too young to be able to be fully hypnotized, because I think that there's a little truth to that, is your brain isn't fully developed at 17, so maybe I just wasn't able to be hypnotized yet. But the other people in my class were.
Yeah, but you don't know. They could have been lying, too. They could have been lying right to your face, too.
Could have totally been lying. Yeah.
All right. Let's hit some traffic. I see phone lines ringing. Josh is going to try to get through those. But if you want to sound off about hypnosis, Vanessa would like to sound off. Hey, Vanessa. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday.
Hey.
You as well. So it says here you want to try hypnosis?
Hell, heck yeah.
Hell, heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's a yes.
So what do you need it for?
Weight loss. Like, I had done intermittent fasting in the past, and I rocked it, right? But my hardest part in the morning, especially when it's cold, is I like coffee with lots of cream and sugar. Mm-hmm. And so if I could just get past that cup of coffee in the morning, and I really feel it is kind of a mindset thing, right? Your mind is a powerful tool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And I've thought about it, right? But my hesitation is I don't want to go to some quack, right?
Uh-huh. Sure.
So shout out to Brenda.
Who found somebody good.
Information or forward my info to Brenda, I would love it. Because I think, how could the scale lie, right? If she could do it on her own without that, you know, her lifestyle changes like her husband says, right?
Right.
I mean, why wouldn't she have done that before?
Yeah.
I mean, right. Put two and two together. I mean, I don't know. That's what I think.
So, well, you're probably going to want to get some references if you're looking for somebody who could hypnotize you. You don't want to just hop on next door.
Well, I already got one. She's got 34 pounds down.
Her name's Brenda.
Brenda.
Contact info.
You know, Vanessa, you could just stop buying coffee. Are you making your coffee at home?
Yeah, but...
Why don't you just stop buying it?
Well, but she's saying the intermittent fasting, like, you're not supposed to consume anything within that window.
But
and
her
so
big thing was coffee with cream and sugar.
Is hard. It still counts against you with
the
fasting.
Cream and the sugar.
Yeah.
You just stop buying it.
But it's hard.
Here, Brenda, look into my eyes.
No. I can't drink coffee without cream and sugar in it. That in itself is a hurdle.
Though. You totally could.
I'm telling you right now, I can't. I'm telling you right
now. Well,
that's
a mindset thing, Katie.
Okay, so what if the coffee and the cream and sugar was causing you extreme illness? Like, it was giving you cancer. Like, would you be like, I'm going to stop this then?
Well, you're absolutely right, Jeremy. It's a mindset thing, right? Which circles back to hypnosis.
Yeah. Right? And if you were just able to take the I can't out of your head, which I think is what hypnosis does, right, Vanessa? Then you would be able.
And it's just the discipline, right? Like, I mean, seriously, like, I did it for like a year and it was great. I dropped like a ton of weight and it was amazing. I felt great in the motivation. And even I just need like the little get up for like 2 weeks to get in the habit again because, you know, so I'm.
Let us know if you find one and if this works for you. A hypnotist,
all right? Oh, my God. Just send my info to
Brenda. All right, I will.
Can we do that? Is that legal?
That's the thing. It's like, I can't send somebody that I don't know all of your information, Vanessa, because she could come into your house and kill you.
Yeah.
So I can't.
You've got it on record, Jeremy, legally, that I gave you permission.
God. All right. I will reach back out and see if she wants to divulge the information.
Thank you. I love you, Jeremy. Love you guys.
Love you, Vanessa.
Bye, Vanessa.
Love you, Vanessa. Bye.
She's so sweet.
She was adorable. Oh, my goodness.
Just stop buying the cream and sugar.
But she
Katie,
makes a really
Katie,
good point.
You are an enabler. You're enabling action right
stop.
Now. You are enabling
store,
bad behavior.
You can walk past the cream. That. You can walk past the sugar.
No,
you can.
No, it calls her name. It's like, Katie.
Katie, eat me.
You know what goes
the
better
sugar
in coffee
monsters.
Than me? Nothing.
Mindy, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. I just want to say, it's an addiction. You can't just walk by these things.
Thank you, Mindy.
That was why.
Thank
sure,
you.
Sure, sure.
That is why I went to a hypnotist to quit smoking.
Yeah.
It was going to cause cancer and kill me, and I could not stop. I had tried so many things. And so I actually paid to go with a group of people to get hypnotized for smoking, and they put us in this room. They had us fill out these little packets with, like, information, like, what's something super painful that you wouldn't want to endure. And, you know, just some weird stuff. And then you looked at this green light while they talked to you, but they told you before they did that to look at the clock. And then all of a sudden, it was like, well, look at the clock. And it was an hour later. And I kid you not, I remember nothing about that hour, but it did work. I did start smoking again later and had to quit again. But during that time, it took away all the urges, and I was able to quit.
Did you quit cold turkey, like, right after that? For that time, you were like, I don't ever want to do this again?
Wow.
Yeah, they told you that if you actually smoked a cigarette, even one cigarette, it would unprogram everything they put in your brain.
How much did this cost you?
I don't remember. I mean, it was 30 years ago.
Oh, they hypnotized the price away from her.
Yeah, I'm sure it was probably like $50 or something, which was a huge amount of money for me back then. I was in my early 20s or so.
How's the smoking now?
Oh, I've been quit for years now, like 25 years.
Good for you. Yeah, good. That's really good. All right, so you did it, and it worked for you.
It was amazing. An hour of my life is gone. Who knows? They could have made me bark like a seal.
There still could be things that go on to this day that you don't know about, but other people do.
There really could be. I don't know, but I don't smoke, so that's
there you go.
That's all that matters. Mindy, you're fun. Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Mindy.
You.
Bye.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, bye. Mindy.
Yeah, that's see, good. We have a story there where it works.
All right.
I think they just changed the clock an hour.
No. There's somebody back there just twisting it. Yeah.
All right, this one came in from Maddie. Hey, JKJ, I need to know if anyone else has a friend like my roommate, Jenna. She's completely ruled by her horoscopes. She won't make a single decision without checking the stars first. Anything from job offers, vacations, even what she eats. She goes on to say, last week she refused to walk barefoot because her horoscope said to avoid grounded energy. I don't even know what that means. The latest, her horoscope warned her that something ominous was coming and that she needed to cleanse her energy near water. So she called off work, packed a little lunch bag, drove over to Chatfield alone, and just sat there and waited for the bad luck to pass or something. Here's the thing. I think this was total nonsense, but I know two other people with insane horoscope stories. One guy I know got a tattoo because his horoscope told him it would mark the start of his true journey. Another woman I know went to a psychic, and the psychic straight up told her to get pregnant by a specific man she had never met.
What?
Oh.
It's a commitment and a half.
And then she goes on about how this horoscope told her to do the same thing, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm wondering, am I the fool for doubting this stuff? Have you had a horoscope actually predict something, or is Jenna just out here making life decisions based on vague fortune cookie wisdom? Help me out, guys. Love the show. Y'all crack me up. And that is from Maddie. Would you believe that I don't read my horoscope either?
No, I mean... I am.
Would you believe it?
That's
I don't go to
pretty believable
any of this stuff.
And I'd like to also just add that Josh probably doesn't either.
Josh, do you?
Because of one of the and one of the biggest reasons is in college I dated a horoscope girly, and she like the day we started dating, she was like, "I need to know the exact time of birth that you were, and like if you're a rising moon or a waxing moon or whatever, to see if our energies align." And let me tell you, directly after that, our energies did not align.
Did not.
I was
That's
like,
all it took, huh?
Dang
my
it.
Energy is turned off from your
I know,
energy.
Dude,
right?
It was horrible.
Did
I'm
you
sorry.
See her moon?
Oh my! I don't.
You didn't want to see
I
her
waxing moon.
I didn't want to. I didn't even want to. It was so bad that it completely turned me off to reading mine.
Some people get so involved and enthralled in the horoscopes.
They do. And I.
So tell us about that, Katie.
See, and I think that there's... I don't get super enthralled in it, though. I think that there are things you can take from it. I like to look at the traits from certain signs. Like, I definitely align with a lot of the Aries traits. Like, natural leaders, unafraid for change, unafraid to take charge, self-assured, believe they're the best, positive, have a can-do attitude.
That's you, like to a T.
These are all of my things.
But negative, that's according to what website?
Google.
Oh, that's okay.
Also,
kind of the biggie.
Some negative.
Because I feel like there'd be other sites that say something completely difficult.
Well, no, but
that
these,
you're difficult
these
to work
are pretty
with.
Pretty in line. Well, because here's negative traits, right? Which also, these are me. Impulsive, especially when it comes to finances. Remember when I bought the Bruno Mars shower curtain on a whim?
How many people aren't impulsive with their finances?
No,
that's
I am
the thing. It's
short-tempered.
So general.
Like, I can be short-tempered when something irritates me. I go on one. A competitiveness.
Very.
That's me.
That's 99%
attention
of people.
Seeking, like attention
very
seeking,
much so
and
though,
make
Josh.
Bold. Demands.
That one is very, very.
So I think
spot
the
on.
Negative traits definitely align with me as well. I try to keep those in check because I'm aware of them. But I am
but
very much
read?
Loyal to their friends who support their loved ones. That is me. You know, like
oh
I just feel like those are the.
This
things
sounds
that
exhausting
I look at.
To like think about this all
Why?
Day. Like this is who
but
I am.
I don't
and,
think about it all day.
But it
I'm
is
just
who
saying,
you are.
Like these are things that align with me. Like
so, do
for
you read your horoscope for the day
no.
then and then go by that
no
like,
I follow an
Maddie's friend
I follow an Aries Instagram page and let it tell me what my day is gonna be
so there's an Aries is there, a, there I'm a Sag
there's yeah you're Sagittarius Josh is a Gemini and there are Instagram pages for you as well. Every once in a while they say
what
something that's
up?
Off base but
all I know is every do, time yeah. a girl has ever looked my thing up whatever I am a Gemini they go yeah. oh
you're
so
the twin
what does that mean is that bad.
Yeah, you have like two sides to you.
They okay, so two-faced?
Yeah. Kind of, not necessarily two-faced, but flexible. Easy to adjust to different situations and
I know
environments.
That I'm a people pleaser, so
yeah.
is that
people
like
pleaser,
the type of thing where I mold to that type of person?
Your versatility can sometimes lead to difficulty making decisions, right?
No,
like,
I'm very opinionated.
Are you opinionated?
Yeah.
You become bored easily and crave variety.
Well,
yeah, you can sometimes.
With some of my friends.
Oh, wait a minute. You
crave variety is where you just should have just left it, Katie.
Superficiality.
I'm not superficial.
Oh,
I'm not superficial.
Whatever.
How am I superficial?
Is oblivious on that list too? Is oblivious on
superficial? Just because you're wealthy doesn't mean you're superficial.
Oh my god.
Hold on. How about this one? Lack of commitment.
I am very committed to playing the field. I am incredibly committed to that game.
Okay, so this is spot on.
Sure are. No, this like is Josh.
Wait. I am not superficial.
Shut up. You're
that
superficial
bothers me.
All day long.
What? That means I'm fake.
No, it means
you're superficial. You like
it means
nice things.
You like nice things.
Remember the other day when you were like,
that's
hey, Jeremy, I'm going to hook you up with some gold chains. I got $3,000 gold chains.
Superficial means like you're like fake. You're not real. Superficial
no,
is like.
Superficial means that you like nice things, that you.
That's what you value. That's what you hold in high regard.
Yeah.
Existing or occurring on or at the surface. Like I'm a
surface
super...
level. Yeah. Like
that's
the
you,
things
buddy.
That you have on you is what matters sometimes.
No,
because
I do not care what how people
doesn't
dress
matter.
Or what. That lies. Bothers me.
You, no.
I mean,
I'm going to fight you guys.
Aggressive
like
attitude?
This.
Is that on that list too? Aggressive attitude and oblivious?
So all right, yours, all right, Jeremy.
I just looked up a Sagittarius Instagram page. It's all strippers.
Oh.
Oh, that's the...
It's spot on. It's exactly
oh,
what
yeah.
you want.
Okay.
Okay, so it says you're adventurous. You are pretty adventurous, I'd say.
Negative.
No?
Dude's lived in the same city his entire life.
No, you don't have an endless curiosity about the world. You're
no.
insatiable
no.
about the world.
No.
You value independence and the ability to do what you want when you want. You don't get that, though.
No.
Whether you like
I don't,
it or not.
I mean, I guess I could value
that.
It, but I'd never get it. Yeah.
You are a loyal friend. I think the one thing...
No,
he's not. No.
None of those fit me.
The one thing that fits you is you're creative. You can be very creative.
You are.
Very.
Okay, there you go.
Incredibly.
Some of the negative traits here, or weaknesses rather, is your constant lust for knowledge can also make you easily bored, impatient, and even a little careless of other people's feelings. Okay, that one.
Yes.
That
actually,
one.
That one's true.
That one
just
is spot
just because I throw
on.
Jabs. I mean, that's,
oh my God.
You don't
that's
care
a
about
sign
people's
of intelligence.
At all.
Being sarcastic and having a dark sense of humor is actually a sign of very high intelligence. Thank
yes.
you very much.
So I think the positive traits, you don't.
I don't align with those at all.
At all. But the negative one is pretty spot on.
Pretty
with you.
Good.
Yeah, you'll have to follow that Instagram page.
Did you actually have our horoscopes for today?
Oh, I can look for them.
Do you want to do that really quick?
Let's see.
Just to see?
Let's see. Sagittarius.
Because, again, all I'm getting is strippers when I look up Sagittarius. Like, multiple accounts. And now my algorithm is straight up strippers.
Okay. You, today, March 10th, 2025, Sagittarius. You are emotional, but do not let it break you in the love of life. Ensure you take up new challenges at the workplace, and you also require smart financial handling right now.
Oh, I was just telling you about my tax bill.
Oh, that's it. See? It's right. See, it is so right. It says, do not let it break you in your life right now, even though it's weighing heavy
on you. It's pissing
me
off.
That's crazy. It was totally right.
Okay, so that's right in that aspect. And then the hard work and being creative, I guess it worked great. Okay, that one works. What's yours?
Let's see. Josh's first. The Gemini.
Today you be a man slut.
For today.
A man horse.
Hey, right?
Nailed it.
Hold today. On. Be romantic today, and this will help you settle
See?
Relationships.
Because he's a player. He's a player.
Josh.
I can settle those relationship issues real easily. Dude's
a player.
I promise.
Oh, my gosh. And then to mine is today, overcome the challenges in the love affair. Stay happy in love and value the responsibilities that you bear in your professional life. Health is also good along with your wealth today. So I'm in a good spot. I think the
and you
love
just
affair.
Went for a 4 mile walk.
Stay happy in your love affair thing. I was just telling Josh about somebody off air who is not giving me what I want, and so I think that they're telling me like, don't dwell on that. It's fine. Something else is going to come.
Damn
along.
It! I was going to poo poo this, but they're all like,
oh my
spot
god, all
on
our
today.
horoscopes are good today.
Darn it!
Like this is what we should be looking at.
Focus on money. Yours is going to be like focus on friendship and health, and Josh is going to get him some.
On a Monday night?
Again.
On a Monday night because he's 29 and single.
Loving it.
Yikes.
In his Lululemon PJs.